Fortunately, they hadn't had to go all that far to make the discovery. The tunnel was barely 100 yards long, and it had never been more than a rough-edged shaft. He had to pick his way with a certain degree of care, especially since he didn't want to get too close to the tunnel mouth with a lit lantern. About 15 yards from the end of the tunnel, he closed the lantern slide and proceeded slowly and cautiously, one hand feeling along the wall. He felt the cold intensifying as he got closer and closer to the mountainside, and he wondered once again what had inspired the letter writer to pick the spot for which he and Thomas were bound as one of the rendezvous he'd set up. It was a logical enough choice in a lot of ways, a modest backcountry posting house at a crossroads. Not on the main high road, but where two country roads, mountain country roads, met and nodded to one another in passing, before they continued on their ways. One of those roads, although it was very little used in the winter, linked two minor cities just over 100 miles apart. The twisting, turning, climbing, and diving nature of mountain roads explained why people usually chose to use the high road, which skirted the central mass of the Terrace Range, and, while longer, traveled through what passed for bottomlands in Glacier Heart. The second road was even less heavily used in winter. It headed generally southwest toward the southern edge of the Terrace Range and the city of Mountain Lake on the shore of Glacierbourne Lake. This time of year, there wouldn't be much traffic for the posting house to serve. The owners would be delighted to see any customers they could get, and it was isolated enough to make it unlikely that news that a stranger was hanging about would reach Terrace before the time window closed and he was gone. On the other hand, it wasn't exactly conveniently located from the perspective of the Archbishop's palace. In fact, it was almost 80 miles from Terrace as a wyvern might have flown, and over 300 by road. Assuming there'd been a road from Summit House to the crossroads, Kinnear would still have to have crossed the better part of 45 miles of winter mountainside. Of course, thanks to the abandoned coal mine, he and Thomas would emerge from their subterranean passage little more than 15 miles from their destination. But someone writing from what had to be Zion could scarcely have counted on that. From that distant a perspective, this was clearly the least convenient of the three rendezvous points the letter writer had proposed, and the Archbishop suspected it was actually little more than a last hope fallback position. It seemed unlikely anyone could have genuinely expected Kinnear to somehow reach the posting house. "And now that we're here," Kinnear thought, picking his way cautiously through the blackness, "I still don't know how I'm supposed to walk into the posting house and make contact. It's not exactly as if I'm the least well-known man in Glacier Heart. I can always hope no one will recognize me this far from Terrace, but somehow I think counting on it might not be the smartest thing I could possibly do. So how do I discreetly..." His thoughts chopped off, and he froze as his dark accustomed eyes suddenly widened. Light. There was light ahead, and... "Actually, Your Eminence," a voice said from ahead of him, "I rather expected you last night." Kinnear's eyes went wider than ever. It couldn't be.
"Garth?"
he heard his own voice say hoarsely. "Well," his secretary said, emerging around the bend in the tunnel with his own bullseye lantern and smiling broadly, "having me involved did make delivering that letter a bit easier, now didn't it, Your Eminence?"